Making a difference is an important goal many people strive for in life. This is Lisa Berry, and an Ann Arbor woman is doing just that in West Africa. Sarah Strader created a nonprofit called Two Rabbits and has been busy in West Africa teaching young children to read. And she's joining us now in studio here on 89.1 WEMU to update us on her work. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, thank you.
We first met and shared your story 3 years ago, and now you're back. Would you say you're stronger than ever?
Absolutely, yes. Thanks so much for having me again.
Let's refresh people's memories about exactly what Two Rabbits does.
So we partner with indigenous communities, specifically with hunter-gatherer communities in Cameroon, to create homegrown community preschool programs in their language and in their cultural style to help them not only succeed in school, but also really honor and validate their ancestral heritage.
So you grew up and graduated from high school in Ann Arbor.
Yes.
And how did you end up in West Africa?
I studied abroad in Cameroon in college, and during that time I was able to do a little bit of independent research and came across a nonprofit working on the issue of education for indigenous peoples in Cameroon. And I learned just enough to know that this is a really deep and complex issue, and was able to then go back on a research grant with Fulbright to study it for an entire year, embedded in communities and villages and spending time with children and getting to know the issue more. And from there, I was hooked, and this is a part of my life and a part of my story now, and I'm as connected to the community as I am to my hometown, to be honest. I've been there, working there for almost 10 years.
10 years, and you live in West Africa. What's life like?
I do. It's beautiful. So where I live is right in the heart of the forest of the Congo Basin. So every morning there's red-tailed parrots, this really rare parrot that fly right above my house where I stay. All of my water comes from the local river or well, so we really appreciate every single drop. We eat a lot of foraged or locally grown foods, so some animals that are hunted in the forest, and a lot of locally grown plantains and cassava, and I live right in community with a lot of my coworkers, so it's just a wonderful, beautiful place to be. I'm so grateful every day.
But tell us a few things about where you live and what your life is like there that people might be surprised to hear.
Let's see. I think people might be surprised to know how much kids are capable of where I am. Kids are responsible for fetching water for the house. They can carry and balance the buckets of water on their head. A lot of the kids, especially in high school, will cook the family meal in the evening or carry firewood. Or even children as young as 5 or 6 are responsible for tending to children who are maybe 1 or 2. So kids really carry a lot of the responsibility in the family. And it's beautiful to see because, they're contributing so early and they are really a part of the family story so early.
So you're there teaching them to read. You're teaching preschool skills as well?
Sure, yeah. So Two Rabbits works with communities to create preschools. So our preschool centers are in 20 villages currently with about 700 children, which is kind of hard to believe. We've grown a lot in the last few years. And we focus on the whole suite of early childhood skills, so cognitive skills and math and reading, executive function, socio-emotional skills. And then we also really have an emphasis on cultural pride so that kids can feel proud and joyful about their indigenous heritage. There's a lot of shame and stigma against their way of life, and we are trying to just build up as much enthusiasm and try to fight against that as early as we can.
We're talking about West Africa, so you're not living a luxurious life there.
I have everything I need and more. It's definitely, there's not a Starbucks around the corner, and there's not hair salons or anything like that, but there's just so much richness in how we live in community, and just being able to be in nature every day is so wonderful. So it is different. There's not electricity all the time. There's not running water all the time. There's not a lot of the conveniences that you might want.
You can't order a pizza?
Yeah, you sure can't. And I defy you to find cheese anywhere.
No cheese. So what do you eat?
So my diet, usually I eat a lot of eggs. There's also a lot of bushmeat in the area, which I know some people kind of think of as taboo, but people that live in forested areas have been subsisting off of the animals in the forest for millennia, much longer than there's been, endangered animals or animal scarcity. And they're really the first stewards of the forest. So some animals would include wild boar. There's certain kinds of deer, wild birds that I guess we would describe as toucans.
And bugs.
And bugs. My favorite happens to be a certain wild grub that lives in oil palm trees. Mm. They're delicious. I won't go into much detail, but they do taste like sugar snap peas.
Okay. So, Sarah, you recently received a generous grant from a group called Saving Brains. Tell us about that.
Saving Brains Grand Challenges Canada is a consortium of funders based in Toronto that support research-based innovations in early childhood. So we are using our expansion from 2 to 10 and then 20 this year, villages, to also do rigorous impact evaluations about the effects of community-based preschool on certain key learning outcomes, and then also differences by group and how we can provide more excellent services to kids. So we are going to be publishing several studies through our work with them. So stay tuned. We're going to be publishing our impact data, as well as information about how to measure social and emotional skills in forager societies.
So are you intending to create grander outcomes, or are you getting satisfaction knowing that you're in the jungle of West Africa, teaching young kids how to read and have skills that they may not otherwise get?
We have big ambitions, and the world does too for early childhood. So the Sustainable Development Goals were released in 2015, and one of them is universal access to quality early childhood programming. And that's something that is very admirable and that most countries in the world have signed on to, but it's very, very challenging for the most marginalized. So when we create these goals about universal access to X or Y thing, we often focus on reaching the kids that are the easiest to reach, the ones that speak the mainstream languages, the ones that maybe live in more concentrated population areas. But that means that we're further pushing to the margins the kids that are hardest to reach. And what we've done at Two Rabbits is create a model that makes it cost-effective and sustainable to really serve those children and serve them well in a program that honors their full identity. I think it kind of goes without saying that for a lot of Indigenous communities throughout world history, education has been problematic. It's been used to assimilate kids, to distance them from their culture, and that's been true in Canada, in the United States, in Australia. And so how can we turn education also, while we're creating universal access to this thing, how can we turn it into something more than just a factory for creating this unified singular identity, and how can we use it as something that respects people's full identity? And that's our entire model. That's our entire premise. They have 250 languages there, 250, which is a gold mine in terms of diversity and culture, but very challenging in terms of providing quality early learning.
You grew up in Ann Arbor. You're seeing in West Africa the importance of community, and you are here to help announce a cultural exchange partnership.
Yes, that's right. So it has been such a gift in my life to be able to share my culture and be a part of other people's culture and home. And I'd like to share that with the Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti community. We have so many differences in terms of the environments that we live in, but really kids and people are the same everywhere. So we're looking for some community partners, preferably with kids like Boy Scout groups, church groups, or schools that would be interested in working with us this year to pilot a cultural exchange partnership where we share stories, day in the life, photos, things like that between our communities in Cameroon and the community here, so we can develop a closer understanding and closer relationship and sense of community between us.
And if you want to discuss that with Sarah Strait or meet her in person, you're going to be at the Ann Arbor District Library next week?
Yes, on December 2nd at the Westgate branch of the Ann Arbor Public Library. I'll be talking about my work in Cameroon, life in Cameroon with Indigenous forager societies, and also about the work that we do at Two Rabbits and the partnership.
Well, we'll put links to that and all your other resources and information that you've shared with us today. Sarah Strader, creator of Two Rabbits, thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks so much.